Just to lighten the matter somewhat, I was listening to this on our Arts House programme on Ocean FM on Sunday night last. And there was a special feature we broadcast in relation to the Sligo Singing Circle. And they're a group which meet regularly in Durkin's Pub in Ballinacarrow in County Sligo. They meet, I think it's every Wednesday, on a monthly basis, they meet every Wednesday. And they have singers and storytellers converging to sing songs, obviously, and tell stories and recite poems. It's a dying art, and it was a fascinating piece of radio that we broadcast on Sunday night on Arts House. It was compiled by Terry Flanagan, who went along to one of the events and recorded people in action singing and telling stories and reciting poems. Very, very interesting. But this particular piece caught my attention. I don't know who this person is, but this was one of the contributors on the night. It's someone who made up a poem and recited it in Durkin's Pub publicly, and it's in relation to the septic tank legislation. Have a listen to it.
We have a septic tank in our garden. It's near the big tree. And it's causing a problem for us, don't you see? We never look in it, hardly ever at all. It's covered with bushes. You can't see them all. But Angela Merkel is making the rules, and she's making us out to be gone beans and fools. We're paying for the privilege of going to the loo. It's a tax on bowel movement. What next will they do? Well, our forefathers had the whole things perfected. Down in the Haggard, a loo was erected. 3 sheets of iron and a comfortable seat and a bucket to catch all slipped in underneath. So, this is the policy we could adopt. Empty it out on the compost, put the ashes on top, the skins of the turnips and carrots as well. The lot will compost and take care of the smell. If you're thinking of pain, stop and think twice. Just like your forefathers, make the right choice. When nature is calling, don't answer the call, or else use the old bucket and give them damn all. Now here's to Phil Hogan, he invented his tax on the tank of the garden that's part of your jacks. When he sits on the throne, may his piles bloom and hurt. And his face turn pink like Mick Wallace's shirt. Oh, from the fierce constipation, may he get no relief. This is extortion, he's surely a thief. When he's inspecting my tank, may he slip and fall and sink to the bottom, his dipstick and all.
Codaline, All I Want, and before that, Blondie and Heart of Glass on Wednesday's Lazy Afternoon. Now, we're just going to give away the remaining vouchers for the Bagel Bar. We have them to give away. We've 2 vouchers to give away to one person, and that entitles each of you to a large tea or coffee and any bagel at the Bagel Bar in Quayside Shopping Centre in Sligo.
I'll say, it's lunch for two in the Bagel Bar. We're giving away to one person.
I do be complicating these competitions.
I do be.
Anyway, right, so with that in mind, all we want you to do is tell us, who would you like to bring to lunch? Famous, somebody famous that we all kind of might know, dead or alive, it's fine. So, like, you could have, we were asking around the office here, somebody said, like, Kevin Spacey, maybe Dolores from Fair City, somebody else said, Alan Shatter, Martin Callanan, he's time now on his hands to bring to lunch. Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, she's a bit of time on her hands now as well. Chris Martin from Coldplay, bit of time on his hands now. So, they all could go for lunch. Bertie Ahern, Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
I say Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so dead or alive?
Dead or alive, just your ideal lunch date. Who would it be?
So who would,
who would yours be?
I don't know.
Do you not bring your best friend now, Tom Hanks? He could do with free lunch.
Well, yeah, I could ring Tom Hanks. Did I ever tell you the time I met Tom Hanks? Call or text now anyway, and we'll have it wrapped up before 1 o'clock.
Ocean FM.
Well, Aoife, what point do you want to make? And John is on the line.
I think he's wrong. He's an idiot.
Well, I know I called those...
Well, I think he is. Yes. I genuinely think he is.
Well,
A smoker myself.
Don't call him that. No, I don't think that's
no,
fair.
No, I don't care. Because I smoked myself. And if I was smoking around children, I'd be an idiot.
John, how would you respond to Aoife? And there are many, many people who text in feeling similarly.
My point is, Aoife, I'm not against the protection of children. I love my own too, as you love yours, but...
I
don't think that it's necessary in a democracy and in a self-regulating society to introduce laws for every goddamn thing. That really is the objection. It's unnecessary.
Yeah. Okay.
And the purpose of the
law... Well, there's a lot of people who feel it is necessary. Again,
of course it's necessary.
It's not necessary to regulate...
Can I come in there now?
Yeah, Aoife, yeah, you want to make a point?
What about people leaving children in their cars unattended and going into a shop, and the car could go on fire. That's another problem.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's bad parenting, Aoife, but, you know,
of course it's bad parenting. That's where it's all gone wrong.
We can't all be good parents.
No, well, that's of course you can be good parents. If you want, if you're fond of your children and you love them enough, yes.
The semi-finals will take place this day next week, with Donegal semi-final taking place in Hilly Park in Omagh, and the other semi-final between Monaghan and Cavan taking place at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. Sligo Rovers were back to winning ways last night with an impressive 2-0 defeat of St Patrick's Athletic in the Setanta Sports Cup semi-final first leg. Danny North got both goals on the night ahead of the second leg in Richmond Park on Monday fortnight. Assistant boss Gary Stevens says that it was another good performance by his side.
I think in the last two games we've set ourselves a standard. A standard of play, a standard of work rate, which we shouldn't fall below now. And that will be the key to how well we do for the remainder of the season, maintaining that type of level.
Next up for the Bit of Red is Friday's trip to the Tallaght Stadium to face Shamrock Rovers. It's one of six away games that Rovers face in their next eight matches. Finally for now, in rugby news, Connacht have announced the immediate retirement of loosehead prop Brett Wilkinson because of a serious neck injury. Now, Wilkinson sustained the injury in the last game he played for the province. The 30-year-old South African has been with Connacht since 2006 and has played 183 times in total for the province.
Ocean FM Sports Update.
I was in pub last Friday night, right? We were playing rock and roll bingo, right? And yep. Rock and roll bingo, and this song come on, right?
Because you've such a life.
Go I know, on. But it's good crack rock and roll bingo. But anyway, we were playing it anyway, right? Rock and roll bingo, come on. And of course, that come up. That don't impress me much as one of the tunes to mark off, right?
Yeah.
And that's all I heard was, oh, she's playing Sligo. I say, it's Sheryl Crow that's playing Sligo. Oh, right, okay. Anyway, Al Capone and Hannibal Lecter. Jeez, he might need a lunch, but he'd eat something else belonging to you.
Kidney beans
and flava. Somebody just tuned in at that exact moment. Yeah. I'd love to have lunch with Ant and Deck. They're funny. Comes from Bernie. That's true, actually. Ant and Deck are savage.
Too,
they're very funny.
Yeah.
I was thinking of going to their live show, actually. Okay, 0818-365-500 or text 0833-500-530. Just a few more minutes left on who you'd love to bring to lunch, dead or alive. You can nominate whoever you want. It doesn't matter. Okay, we have a quick break to take and more on the way.
We have delegates here from right across the world at this two-day conference in Dublin, and I'm joined by one of them now, Valerie Geller from New York, USA, who's president of Geller Media International in the States. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm dying to know where the sculptor is in Bundoran right now. So, Margaret, you left that part out.
Well, it's a sculpture trail in Bundoran, and it's around...
So as you walk it, you can see the artwork?
You can see the artwork, you can indeed. They have sculptures of flowers, of towels, and it's like...
Oh, wow. Is it local artists, or...?
It looks like it has been surfers or visitors to Bundoran that have left, for example, the runners behind or their towels behind. And there's people actually going to these sculptures to lift them because they think they're so real looking.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's a real tourist attraction. And actually, I'm from Donegal and I actually didn't know that was there. So it's something I'm going to go myself.
See, and this is the other part about doing radio, yes. Is it's a two-way street. So you can learn from people who are listening about all the fun, great stuff going
Absolutely,
on, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well...
I'm sorry, we digress.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and I was just telling Valerie, because if Margaret looks straight in front of her on her studio wall under the clock, we used to have a sign up there. It seems to have disappeared, but we had a sign with the following quote on it: tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. And that quote is attributed to Valerie Geller, and it was something we put up in our studio a couple of years ago after we attended one of her talks. And it's something that we try to ascribe to Valerie. I don't know if we always do on Ocean FM, but we try to. And everybody who works there tries to. Where'd you come up with a saying like that, and how important is it?
When I was working at a radio station, someone said to me, in one sentence, how do you do radio? What's the mission statement for our radio station? And it just, you know how sometimes things just come to you? Hmm. All of a sudden, the words came out. Tell the truth, because that's the most important thing. And then make it matter. If it's not relevant to the audience, there's an awful lot of stuff that goes on that just isn't that interesting. So I believe there are no boring stories, only boring storytellers.
Live from the broadcast centres at Killooney, Sligo, Donegal Town, Manor Hamilton, Leitrim, and online, oceanfm.ie. First for news in the Northwest, this is Ocean FM's main lunchtime news.
It's just after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Ronan Moyles. The headlines. Fianna Fáil Senator Mark McSharry is calling on the Taoiseach to appear before the Seanad to answer questions on the Garda phone tapping controversy. And Councillor Brendan Byrne has expressed his disappointment in Minister Leo Varadkar for his refusal to meet with the cross-party delegation regarding the upgrading of Fintra Bridge.
This is Ocean FM's main lunchtime news.
Meanwhile, a Sligo senator is describing the latest controversy involving the Gardaí as something that will be of great concern to the public. Labour Senator Susan O'Keefe says it's likely many more stories relating to this case will emerge in coming weeks.
So it raises obviously enormous questions, but however it started, whatever was happening, I think that most people in the country listening to that, to this, will be very, very curious and very, very concerned. And I am pleased that Statutory Commission of Investigation has been set up very promptly. This information only came to government in the last 24 hours. This is the right response. But what entirely caused it, I suspect that there will be many stories emerging in the coming days and weeks.
14 minutes to 6 o'clock right now. We've got Play Irish on the way after the news at 6. But we're going to talk to a man who's driven all the way from Dublin down to see us, especially in studio, and we appreciate that very much. Liam Geddes, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for driving to sunny Donegal.
I know, it's beautiful down here.
It is, absolutely. Have you been here before?
I think I gigged here a couple of years ago, actually, okay. Yeah. So it's a lovely part of the
Was
country,
that back yeah. when you were singing ballads?
It is, actually. yeah, it is.
Tell me
a little bit of a change in direction.
I was going to say, because the big song that you had, the last one was Okay, Here's the Truth. We played that a couple of times, a really, really great tune. But now you're gone dancey and rappy.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I met the lads.
Not saying there's anything wrong with it, of course.
No, I met the lads. It's not for everyone, to be fair, but I met the lads about a year and a half ago, and we just started working together.
And the lads would be the Class A's.
The Class A's.
You're on the other mic over here in the corner.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, the idea behind it was originally when I first started talking to Andy was, you know, just something different. Go outside of my comfort zone. I thought I had a song that'd be really good. And
Ocean FM, the perfect music mix on The Breakfast Club for this Wednesday, the 26th of March. Today, almost at the end of the month. Oh, it doesn't be long coming around, eh? Shane Filan and Knee Deep in My Heart. This is his current single, and we spun it for you this morning. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Kevin.
Now, Margaret, you're looking forward to Sunday. Not alone is it Mother's Day, but it's also the big day for our Northwest Scottish Talent Final 2014. €5,000 to be given away on Sunday night in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I mean, the talent that we have seen over the past number of weeks has been absolutely superb, and I really and honestly think that Sunday night is just going to be so difficult for us to pick a winner. Such is the standard of talent, and you know, you wouldn't even, you know, all the brilliant TV shows that are on and all, well, we've just got as good, if not better, taken to the stage in the Hawkswell Theatre on this coming Sunday evening. Doors opening at 7:30, the show starts at 8 o'clock, and the other thing about it is it's not a late night either, and I know people have got for work and children have to go for school. Yes, Kevin, you're out of bed at what, 5 o'clock in the morning? Mm-hmm. Oh, my heart bleeds for you. Oh. And whatever act will be walking away with €5,000.
Well, it's not every day all the national newspapers share the same lead story, but today is one of those days, and the newspaper headlines say it all. In the Irish Independent, shatter on knife edge in Garda tape scandal. The Irish Times, government fears recording of phone calls at Garda stations may threaten convictions. In the Star, Gardaí bugged the public. The Irish Sun goes with shattered, and the Irish Daily Mirror, Gardaí bug their own stations. On the line is a Donegal Independent Councillor Frank McBertie. Good morning to you, Councillor.
Morning,
and thanks for joining us. And we've had you on a number of times in relation to this crisis when it was brewing, but I don't think anybody could have foreseen what would happen. What's your reaction this morning to the quite dramatic revelations of the past 24 hours?
Well, the words that come to mind is Groundhog Day. I mean, where there hasn't been any change. I mean, the recommendations of the Morris Tribunal in 2008... and those recommendations haven't been implemented. And we wouldn't be sitting here today talking about this if those recommendations had been implemented.
You're making direct correlations, though, between what was recommended after the Morris Tribunal and what didn't happen and what has happened now today.
Well, the political will hasn't been there, but it's inevitable now that the change is going to happen, because what is coming out today and what came out yesterday and what's going to come out now down the road is nothing new. I mean, everyone knows that our interrogation rooms were bugged, our lawyers' phones were tapped, our phones were tapped, our conversations were recorded in different courthouses. This is nothing new.
We can reveal today, well, now if you want, that Rackhouse Pilfer, they'll be playing the Sea Sessions Music Festival June 28th. The rest of the line-out, or most of the line-out, will be announced, or line-up will be announced today. But we know that Rackhouse Pilfer, they're going to be playing at Sea Sessions over the weekend. Details on their Sea Sessions website, seasessions.ie. I got stripes. Straps around my shirt. That's a Jimmy Buckley song. He was one of the dinner dates somebody'd love to bring to dinner with him.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Very good. So, Jimmy Buckley.
Somebody else, yeah, also texted in to say Magella O'Donnell, because she's an inspiration they'd love to have. And somebody else said they'd like to bring Charlie Chaplin as well.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't talk much, anyway.
He'd be quiet.
12 to 4. The Lazy Afternoon on Ocean FM.
Hey baby, let's go to Vegas. That is Nikki and a new band on the road called Vegas. But to tell us more, don't believe me, we have Desi Egan, and I think Nikki, on the line from Athlone in County Westmeath. Desi, how are you doing, lad?
How you doing, Bernie? How is things? And good evening to all the listeners up there in Donegal and all up the northwest coast.
I made a collection for you, Desi.
Oh, did you now? I know what you're going to slag me about already.
Yeah, I made a collection.
How am I doing? Did I get one?
Well, you got a three pairs of socks from a woman in the store, but there you go. So three pairs of 99 pence, I think, or 99 cents. So you'll have socks for a year.
Oh, thank God. I could do with a pair around this time of the year. It's so bloody cold.
Desi, most people in the music, well, everyone in the music business knows you. And the punters know you because you've been with quite a few bands.
We have indeed. Over the years, I've been very lucky to work with some of the best singers and lady and gents in the music business. So, you know, it's been very, very, very good to me, thank God. So.
Ocean FM.
Claire Ronan here. Have you had a faulty product? Have you had a bad service? Or have you been ripped off? Join myself with Francie on the Lazy Afternoon this Tuesday at the new time of just after midday. You can text in your queries 083 3500 530 or email claire@oceanfm.ie. That's Claire with an I. Join us this Tuesday just after midday on the Lazy Afternoon right here on the Northwest's Ocean FM.
Ocean FM.
Partigo, place of the Smith's House. Ballybug pectere tan shocher and chorin der kondahigunang alagus armanach. Rihin own on charman frigin walle. Gohafigil is a tolachi homan on tanyamatar and hudden walle at a har and chorin heave huishgert naheren. Kigger Hill Street a hugter erga hetchwil, a shrudegul chair wallach rickig fechin cheese and a hodella den walle. Bí Patigo in a walla tawacht a margi laid an teal nir bhí bóhar iarin an Great Northern ag Reach Ridge a cwyrw jirw le seos na cwygadi. Le teach na drobladi ŵn aram na sasana rinch dyna bóhre tras chorin agus dag seo pobl an walla gara ma o phobl ele sa dŵhi.
First for the North.